the microphone. So it's Dr. J and Moses Malone. I like slam dunks, taking it to the hoop. My favorite play is the alley oop. I like the pick and roll, I like the give and go. Cause it's basketball, but Mr. Kirch's flow.
Well, Brian McTavish is here. Hello, buddy.
Hello, buddy.
We're talking basketball.
Basketball. Hey, can you dunk it?
Yes.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I am. Of course not. You know, I could touch the rim back in my day, but that was as best as it got.
You had me. You had me there. Yeah. You know, I'm 6'7".
You can dunk it.
No.
Come on.
I get no love from the youngsters when they say, oh, you can dunk it, right? And I just have to tell them no. I say, hey, look, it takes practice. It takes leg muscles. It takes fortitude.
Did you used to be able to dunk it?
Okay, this is not good. No. No, you got to want it. Look, I could touch the rim. I was the king of the driveway in my neighborhood.
Well,
I didn't
have
to dunk it.
Yeah.
Anyway, why am I talking about this?
Because we're talking about Kansas City is basketball this weekend, isn't it?
I can work on things to make myself look more impressive to you. I don't need to be coming with these sort of disturbing realities.
Yes.
Okay, it's the Big 12. It's a college basketball party downtown.
Yes,
have you
it
heard?
Is. Yes, it is.
I think the word's out there. Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship. Through Saturday, Sprint Center, no Tigers.
I know.
Where are my MU Tigers?
The heck with them.
Oh, really?
Don't get me started.
Maybe KU and MU will wind up, you know, meeting.
In the NCAA.
Yeah, it's possible.
It's a different tournament, different time. Yeah.
I'd be up for that. Okay, so we've got the Big 12 thing. We've got also just a few blocks away at Municipal Auditorium, the NAIA Division I Men's Basketball
Championship. Which I can't say enough good things about. What a great tournament. I go many years, take my kids, and they've always loved that tournament.
It's a great tournament. It's today through Tuesday, actually. It's a cheaper ticket. Students can get in for $5. A regular ticket's only $12. So, and it's of course the P&L. I mean, they're claiming they have the biggest outdoor sports bar in the world.
Wow,
really?
The Power and Light District.
How is that measured? Yeah, Power and Light. That's where it's all happening. Of course, that big high def, 80-foot plus big screen, pep rallies, games. If you go down there, I went down there 1 year, and the giveaways include things they throw at you. I mean, they're just literally throwing things at you.
That's okay.
And, I mean, heads up, and I caught this little, 1 year I caught this little hold-in-your-hand rubber stress release squeezy toy basketball.
Which you still use to this day.
I have no stress.
Yeah.
But I do, I should have brought it and thrown it at you. You've got stress. But
there you go.
Hey,
there you
big downtown basketball weekend. Go down there, whether you get in or not. Wander around. Someone might throw you a basketball.
Let's talk about Mr. Roboto.
We've always wanted to.
Yes.
We've always wanted to.
Yes.
And it's actually thematic music for the Greater Kansas City Regional First Robotics Competition.
Robotics.
1,200 students from 7 states putting together that whole, you know, let's play basketball idea, but they're using robots.
They're not here for basketball. They're here for robots. Okay.
Well, no, they make robots that play basketball.
Get out of here.
They do.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all day, Friday and Saturday. It's free. It's in Hale Arena next to Kemper Arena.
Right.
$7 a day to park the whole day down there. And here's what you got to do. Go on YouTube. Okay. It's a little weird. It's a little spooky to see these robots playing basketball. And these are robots created by high schoolers. And they take shots and...
Do they make them?
Then they make them. Well, they have like 3 or 4 baskets at each end. And, you know, and it's like team blue versus team red. But leave it to me to kind of get kind of a creepy feeling because, you know, with the controversy surrounding concussions, especially in the NFL, but also all contact sports, might there be unforeseen consequences here? I mean, might we one day be rooting for our favorite robot teams?
And we might be.
Well, you know, there was a movie that came out. What was it called? I can't even find it. Real Steel. Came out a year or two ago starring Hugh Jackman. He was the trainer of a boxing bot. Way out? Maybe. But for how long? And what happens if the artificial intelligence doesn't want to get its robot block knocked off?
So you're saying the future is at Hale Arena this weekend?
The future is at Hale Arena, and you can go down into these team pits and talk to these young robot makers and, you know, get in there, you know.
All of Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org. from robots to the ballet.
Absolutely. The ballet version, there's that beautiful Mendelssohn music from the ballet version of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just throw a few lines out at you, okay?
Yes.
I think this wraps up romance for me. The course of true love never did run smooth. Mm. Lord, what fools these mortals be. And last but not least, Jack shall have Jill, not shall go ill. The man shall have his mare again, and all shall be well.
There
That's
you go.
All from Bill Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. We might get some of those quotes because not only are we going to get the Kansas City Ballet, along with the Kansas City Symphony, along with female voices of the KC Chorale, but there will be actors on hand on stage at some point reciting memorable lines from Shakespeare's original A Midsummer Night's Dream. This is all under the auspices of our very wonderful Kansas City Ballet. 7:30 Friday night and Saturday night and 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday.
Where else? At the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. Where else?
It's another downtown event.
Absolutely.
So much more going on downtown.
A lot of going on.
Yeah.
As I was going over the far famed Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced me pistol and I then produced me rapier. Take stand and deliver, for you are a bold deceiver, mushering.
We are covering the cultural gamut here, running it from one end to the other here today, aren't we?
I'll watch you
the
run.
The Irish, this is amazing.
You run, I'll watch.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah, this is great. Well, this is the big weekend. We got. I mean, does this happen every year? It doesn't, does it? We got the basketball downtown,
Man,
and we got the St. Paddy's Day
downtown.
You can't
go fast enough.
No, here we go. We got three big events. We've probably got 15 events saluting the St. Patrick around the metro
as
this
we
weekend.
Should.
As we should. But here are three we're going to talk about. Bing, bang, boom. 29th Snake Saturday Parade and Festival. When? Saturday, of course. The festival's from 10 to 3. The parade actually gets going at 11. That's downtown North Kansas City, 14th and Swift. Then you've got the 33rd Brookside St. Patrick's Warm-Up Parade.
Mm.
That's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday in the Brookside Shopping District, 63rd and Warnell. That'll be fun. They're warming up. How many warm-ups do we need? I mean, you know. Okay, and then, oh, ready? Hold it. Wait, here we go. 41st Kansas City St. Patrick's Day Parade gets going at 11. Actually, it'll get going for many, but well before 11 in the morning on Sunday. This year, it's Midtown on Broadway from Linwood to 43rd.
Yes.
Do you like green beer?
Once a year.
Why doesn't green beer taste green? It just tastes like beer.
Tastes like beer.
Yeah, I mean, shouldn't the color do something?
It's amazing how the visual has such an important impact on how things taste.
Well,
though,
you know,
it?
If you drink too much, it comes out green, so it works that way, too.
All right. Now our buddies, the elders, right?
Get down off the table, Steve.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
The 11th annual elders hooli.
Yes, what's a hooli?
I've been there. They're great times.
What's a hooli?
It's a big dance, big party.
Well, it's actually a little party, usually associated with a residence.
Yeah.
It's a big party, sure. But the funny thing about the elders is that everywhere they play, whenever they play, it feels like you're in the front row.
That's true.
You can
That's
be
true.
In the next building, and if you hear the music, you're right in front of them. They're a great, great Irish folk rock act. What else can you say about the elders except they make you feel young and Irish.
And we've had a quick call. The robotics thing, they're actually throwing frisbees. Besides,
this year it's shooting. Frisbees?
It's frisbees. They change it sometimes.
Well,
they're throwing frisbees this time.
Thank you, listeners.
That's Brian McTavish with your weekend to-do list. Again, you can find all of Brian's picks on our website, kcur.org. Tomorrow on the program, there may be 50 ways to leave your lover, but we're going to discuss just a few with Dr. Wes Crenshaw. He brings us his breakup rules for teens. Find out why staying friends with your ex might not be healthy. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, and Beth Lipoff. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.
There's one more team and then a pretty glass of wine. Sorry when they wake up in the morn. Last night they had so many friends and now